You know, I'm so glad we're doing more of these episodes on relationships and internal struggles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've already heard from a psychologist last season.
Right.
And a therapist this season. And I'm just so excited about our guest this week for a completely different perspective.
I totally agree. And unlike the other ones, I really have no idea what she's going to say.
Okay, sure.
So, but we'll start with our question first.
Yes. We've gotten a couple questions about this topic. The listener this week is Katie Harrison. She lives in Billings, Montana now, and she cares enough about climate change that she actually started a nonprofit there called Sustaina Billings. She also works at the Montana Environmental Information Center. Oh, and did I mention she also works at a cafe?
Okay, so what you're saying is she wears a lot of hats.
Yes, and as you can imagine, she meets all kinds of people.
I come across a lot of people that have a wide range of opinions on the climate crisis. And I struggle sometimes being able to have a proper conversation with some folks.
Mm-hmm. And so she finds herself wondering,
how would you recommend going about having these conversations with other people who maybe have different opinions of where we are at in the climate crisis at this moment?
Yeah, this idea of like talking to your friends and family who maybe disagree and not just yelling at them to care about what you care about with no avail.
Let's try not to do that.
I actually know a lot about that firsthand.
And that's why I'm so excited to talk about it. So let's get started. This is the Anti-Dread Climate Podcast, your practical, personal guide to protecting the planet. I'm Candace Dickens-Russell, environmental educator and CEO at Friends of the LA River.
And I'm Kaylee Wells, KCRW's climate reporter.
So when it comes to talking about climate change with people who don't see eye to eye with you, Kaylee, I think you know enough about this to be our expert.
I appreciate that. But I'm not an expert if my mom is not also an expert, which is why I have brought her on the show, Amy Weston. She's on the line. Hi, Mom.
Yeah. Hello, dear girl.
I really appreciate you coming on because I know that we're not always on the same page when it comes to anthropogenic climate change, which is just the fancy way of saying human-driven climate change. Like, I think if we had to fill out a survey of how big this emergency is and how large a role it should play and like public policy and how much of our taxes should go toward it, like we'd probably be checking different boxes. But, you know, stop me if I'm characterizing this wrong.
No, you're probably pretty correct.
Yeah.
And Kaylee, we know exactly where you're coming from on this issue.
Yeah, I obviously think it's a big deal, like if you can't tell by the fact that it's my whole career. I consider climate change in everything I do, from like what I'm eating in my next meal to how often I get on a plane and go up to see my mom and the rest of my family. Basically everything I do, climate is part of it.
I get it. And Amy, how big of a concern is climate change for you?
Well, I have a feeling that I'm a bit jaded because, you know, I'm 67 years old, so I've been being told that the world's going to end since the late 70s. And it's gone, you know, in 12 years. And then in the early 90s, it was going to be over in 10 years. And and I definitely believe that the climate changes, but I think people differ on how much human behavior affects the climate change, and also how much what we do here in the United States, what is the percentage of good that it does to the world climate when you have places like China and India that, in my humble opinion, just don't care.
So even if you two, though, don't see eye to eye, it sounds like you have different ideas about this. You have a decent relationship, which is nice, right?
Yeah. I mean, we talk like on the phone every Saturday when I'm in the car. We chat over an hour, and it never seems to be a big issue. I don't know. I think I kind of want to hear how Mom would talk about our relationship. I think I would say it's pretty positive.
Yeah, definitely. And I don't think anybody's 100% right. But when talking to Kaylee about it, I try and just listen and take in information. I will offer my opinion, but I want to be respectful because I know how passionate she is about it. So I'm not going to be a person that just says, you know, I'm not going to poo-poo anything she says because she's a very intelligent, well-researched person.
So these, you two are like on these two different sides in some ways. It makes you perfect for answering Katie's question, though. You communicate in spite of your differences. And I think a lot of us would like to learn this skill and use it. Just the fact that you, Amy, are here and supporting Kaylee in this podcast and doing this dialogue about communication, it shows that you guys have kind of kept those channels of communication open. So we want to talk today about how you do it. So I'm going to ask you, Amy, first, do you have whole topics of conversation with Kaylee that you generally kind of steer away from? And is climate change one of them?
I wouldn't say steer away from talking about climate change because I know Kaylee is so passionate about it, and I'm very interested in the information that she gives me. I would say we probably don't talk about politics very much because I really enjoy political discussion, and I really enjoy talking to people who don't agree with me. But I think it's very important not to have the goal to be convince somebody that they're wrong.
Right. That makes sense.
Or for me to convince somebody else that I'm right.
Okay.
It's just about sharing opinions, sharing facts, and some of the facts don't work together, but to then respectfully walk away from the conversation saying, I really appreciate what I learned from you today. We don't agree, but I love you and you're my kid, and that's the most important thing.
And how does that look to you, Kaylee? Do you feel yourself trying not to say certain things?
My guess is mom doesn't know how much this is literally like all I ever think about all the time. Because
maybe
when
not.
We talk, we try and talk about other things and my nieces and her grandchildren.
Are there other things?
Well, sure. There's family. I mean, I know you're right. But
horses.
Yeah, horses. That's horses. Right. We love horses.
Okay.
So I don't know. I guess I would say I try and curate, and that is hard for me because everything in me is telling me that, well, this is an emergency and we need to be trying to solve the emergency all the time. It's like if there's a fire and you're like, well, maybe don't put out the fire right now. Like, but there's a fire. We got to put out the fire.
I hear that. Okay. So we talked a little bit about this already, but do you either of you feel the need to try to change each other's minds? Like,
absolutely not.
No.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm
please,
really, I feel very strongly about not trying to do that because that's not the point of a good conversation.
Right. Yeah.
But I certainly am willing to take in information and think about it and do certain things. There are certain things that I have done that Kaylee has recommended. I got one of those little bins to put under the sink to put my leftover food in because we learned that I could put that in the lawn and leaf can.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I did that. And try not to buy as much plastic and things like that. So I listen to her and I listen to her, I hope, always respectfully and take away information from it.
You know,
because
we
disagree on the urgency, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to listen to somebody that I really respect who I know to be very well researched and very smart.
Got it.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, I love that. And Kaylee, do you ever feel persuaded by things your mom shares or that you know about? Do you feel like you're leaning in that direction?
It's not a hard no because you're in my head when I am writing a climate story, which is most of my stories. You know, even if you say something and I don't necessarily have a brand new opinion about the thing that we're talking about, I have somebody like you in my head who is more skeptical of it. You aren't taking that at face value and believing it. And so I'm not just talking to the climate anxious person and trying to quell their anxiety while I try and help them learn something new. I'm also talking to someone who's more skeptical and trying to bring them along at the same time, which is really challenging, but I think I have a better ability to do it than maybe some of my climate colleagues who have not had that kind of voice in their head their whole lives.
Yeah. And I think that I'm listening to Amy. It sounds like with the composting and other things, you are influencing her. You're making some sort of impact on her. And she's definitely influencing you. She's making a better reporter. So
yeah.
I love seeing both sides of that. That makes perfect sense to me. So what about social media, y'all? Does social media impact this subject for y'all or affect the relationship at all, the way in which you interact with social media?
Well, I have a question for mom about social media. Can
yeah,
I like throw
please,
that in?
Of course.
Because when we were talking about like the idea of changing each other's minds, like mom is more active personally on social media than I am. Mm-hmm. Mom will spend more time on Facebook posting stuff about stuff that she cares about. And okay. I was kind of wondering, Mom, does, like, when you post that stuff, like, what is your goal? Do you have a goal of trying to influence people's thoughts when you do stuff like that?
I don't think so. I'm sharing things. You know, I'll see something that has a different perspective. But I would like to, you know, to send, you know, here's an article that I read by this person that says this, that might be different from research that you've done. And it's not that I'm, it's just looking at stuff from all sides. It's not necessarily trying to change Kaylee's mind, but it's like, but here's another perspective.
Okay. Amy, I'm curious how you would answer this question. How do you recommend going about having these conversations with people who may be of a different opinion about where exactly we are in the climate crisis in this moment? That was the original question. And how would you answer that question, Amy?
Yeah, I guess I'd say just have your research well done and share what it is that you want to share about climate change or something that one can do to help.
And Kaylee, how would you answer that?
I think my answer would just be, like, tread lightly.
Okay.
And so, you know, while this climate change fight, adaptation, mitigation, there's so many words we use for it now.
Sure, sure.
Feels like a sprint.
Yeah.
And there's this sort of this thought of, well, it's an emergency, so we got to work as fast as possible. Some people aren't sprinting.
No.
And so one thing I try and do, like, with Mom is instead of being like, why aren't you sprinting?
Right.
Or, like, we talk about composting. Like, you know,
yeah.
That's...
Can you walk in this direction for a
right.
minute?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, you know, super big thanks to you, Amy, for joining us and coming on the show. It was so nice to meet you over the airwaves.
Nice to meet you also.
And seriously, I really appreciate it, Mom.
I really appreciate you, you know, talking to me about it and
yeah.
us being able to share information and know that we're still going to love each other no matter what.
So I think that the top takeaway for this is that even if, you know, you don't have the kind of relationship that you have with your mom, the two of you are still able to have like a warm and loving dialogue. Not all of us are out there having those kinds of conversations.
Yeah.
And so that being said, I think it's still a good opportunity to model that level of respect and that kind of aspirational, like, I'd like to have this conversation with you and still like you when we're done talking.
Yes.
Let's approach it from that perspective.
Yeah, that literally Mom said that to me a couple of days ago. She said, success in a conversation like this isn't walking away having changed someone's mind. Mm. Success is being able to say, I love you, I'll talk to you later.
Absolutely. I think another takeaway from this is to keep the goal in mind. So environmentalists, you know, we get a bad rap as, like, these kind of, like, scolders or
holier-than-thou
pointers.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. It's not going to help you to take that high road. I mean, we belong up there. It's paved for a reason.
Yeah.
But that's not going to help you. So if you want to change minds, agreeing to disagree might be as close as you're going to get sometimes, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
If it's hard to disagree with somebody close to you, then find some other people that you can really, like, lean in on these conversations with, and that might actually be rowing in the same direction you're rowing.
Yeah, because even if you disagree by the end of that conversation, that doesn't mean the conversation's over.
Right.
It just means that you haven't gotten to the point that you want to get to yet.
And if you hate each other, you're never going to get there.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. So keep sharing, keep the conversation going, break through where you can.
Yep.
And good luck out there, y'all.
Okay, so Candace, good news. Is it related to this topic this week?
It is indeed related. So a recent study from Yale shows that across America, more people are agreeing that climate change is very much real.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So the study was done by Jennifer Marlin and other researchers at the university's Climate Change Communication Program. And their national survey reveals that 70%, which is more than two-thirds of all Americans, think that global warming is happening right now, including the states that are historically Republican. So back in 2010, only 60% of all Texans believed in climate change. And nowadays, that percentage has jumped to 72%.
Okay, wow. That's a really big shift, kind of going in the right direction, it sounds.
Yes. And because more people think it's happening, more people are are worrying about it. Yay, people worrying.
Yay, fear.
When Yale started mapping climate opinions back in 2015, only a little more than half, 52% of all Americans were worried about climate change. And now that's jumped to 64%. So almost two-thirds of all of the people in the country.
Okay. And, you know, I know we're joking about yay, fear, but
right.
Fear breeds action. So
maybe. Or the dark side, depending on who you ask.
I guess a good point. That's it this week on the Anti-Dread Climate Podcast. If you haven't, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with a friend. And you can go ahead and ask us a question at kcrw.com/climate. Next week, Candace, did you know that you can pay to offset your carbon emissions?
Yes, but did you know that you have to figure out which ones are actually as helpful as they say?
What is the most effective way to offset the greenhouse gas emissions of one's air flights, air travel?
I'm Candace Dickens-Russell, environmental educator and CEO at Friends of the LA River.
I'm Kaylee Wells, climate reporter at KCRW.
I'm Amy Weston. I'm Kaylee's mom. Our executive producer is Sonia Geis. Our production assistant is Celine Mendiola. Technical director is Nick Lamponi. Music by Carolyn Pennypacker-Riggs. The Anti-Dread Climate Podcast is a KCRW production.